You're listening to the 2011-2012 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Days. Today we're joined by Bubba Smith, fourth-year head coach of Suwannee. Coach, thanks for taking time out of your schedule to talk to us today.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Coach, take us through your mindset as you begin your fourth season on the mountain and how preseason practice has gone and how practice is going as you're gearing up to start the season this coming week.
Well, it's been a good preseason. I think we're like everyone else, we're certainly tired of playing each other in practice, and I think we're ready for the start of the season. It's been a good preseason. I think it's, for the first time, really since my first year here, we have some seniors and juniors and sophomores in place and some consistency in classes, I think, which certainly helps our ability to have practices the way we want them and, to have the more depth and more competition. So, yeah, it's been a good preseason. I know our guys are anxious to get on the floor. We've went through a lot of overhaul, a lot of changes to what we did offensively last year, I think, which because of that we struggled defensively, and so this fall has just been a big emphasis on focusing on the defensive end of the floor since we have most of our team returning and a lot of the offensive stuff isn't new anymore. We can spend more time focused on the details of being a better defensive team.
Coach, last season the Tigers posted a five game improvement from the year before that in 2009 into 2010. Talk a little bit about that. How do you continue to build that momentum in 2011-12?
Well, experience is important. I think we were young last year. Obviously, our two leading scorers were freshmen, and so I think we have better talent than we've had probably since I've been here, and I think that you combine that talent with experience now, and I think that it's hard to put a price on that. So we did see a big improvement from 2 years ago to last year. We expect another big jump this year, and I think the changes again that we made really benefited the type of personnel that I think we can recruit to Suwannee. We saw some major changes. We scored 5 more points per game. Our field goal percentage went up 5 percentage points. We shot the ball better from 3. That's one of the first times that we could find, statistically dated back as long as we could find, that Suwannee finished with a positive assist turnover ratio. And again, I think the changes that we made allow us to be better on that end of the floor. Now it's just kind of shifting gears and focusing a little bit more on the defensive end. And, to beat good teams in our league, you got to get stops. And we know that. Our team, I think we've made the point pretty clear to our team what our focus is this year and what I think will be the big difference, I think, in our team this year is not just that we have returning players, we have more experience than we've had, we have better talent. It's just the fact that if our guys aren't committed to defending night in and night out against the best teams in our conference, then we won't be much better than we were last year, and not just based off talent and experience. So I think we made that point. Our guys understand what our priorities are, and they're excited to get out there and see if we've improved.
You're listening to the 2011-2012 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Days. Today we're joined by Suwannee head coach Bubba Smith. Coach, talk to us a little bit about the slight adjustment as far as membership and with Millsaps now moving into the East to replace the pause. Dallas will take on in the West. Talk a little bit about what that means, knowing that you see Millsaps about once a year, but now you'll see him twice a year at the least.
Right. DePaul. Was one of the better teams in our conference, and we hate to see them go, but the shift in conference, it's short-lived, so we're going to enjoy it for 1 year, and we've had a great run, I think, in this conference, and we're excited for this, the new direction that we're going, but at the same time, we're excited for this season, and we get to go out this year with 2 flights as a team, and we're flying to Colorado and flying to Dallas, and our team gets to experience some unique travel, which I always thought was a unique part of our conference. And we're excited again, I think, for this year. We have a tough challenge. We kind of have the lopsided home road travel this year, which means we've got to be good on the road.
Coach, talk to us about how important it is to win on the road in the SCAC, given the travel and conditions like that. How important is it being able to take some games on the road that you might not otherwise be able to?
Well, you know, anytime I think you can win on the road, especially on the western side, it's almost like a win and a half, I think, for your standings, just because I think with the travel, you know, I think if consistency, if you look back over the last 10 years of teams that have traveled out west and what's the win loss record of those teams, I would say it's probably been pretty good. So if you can go out west and you can pick up a win or two, you know, out of the four games that you got to play on that road swing, then it's a I think it's a big accomplishment for your team. And you know, but again, it's you need experience for that to happen. You need leadership and you need seniors. And for the first time since I've been here, my first year, we have some seniors, we have some juniors that have been playing since day one, since they stepped on the floor as freshmen, and now we have some quality sophomores to back them up as well. So. You know, we'll see if that helps us on the road this year.
Last question, Coach, and we'll let you out of here. What are going to be just a few keys to a successful season, especially after you battled Rhodes to the very end and lost out tiebreaker for a bid to the SCAC tournament? What's it going to take to just get over that hump and not have to rely on the tiebreakers to maybe get yourself an appearance in Birmingham this year?
Well, we've got to learn to play every night. I think that's important. And, you know, I think last year we kind of let the fate of instead of taking control of it, we were hoping that you know, other people would beat people and things like that. I think that you got to take care of yourself. You can't worry about what other people are doing. And I told our team a number of times this year, I really believe this, that we're going to be in a lot of games this year with a lot of teams in our conference. I think from top to bottom, we're going to be in a lot of games with 5 minutes to go. And I think the key is it's going to be how can we finish games this year. And the best teams in our conference, they execute and they get stops with 5 minutes to go down the stretch. They can get a stop and they can get what they want. And I think for our team this year, we have enough talent and enough experience, I think, to be in a lot of games. I think it's just going to be how do we handle the last 3 or 4 minutes of a game. And if we have matured from a year ago, and if we can handle that well, then I think some of those games we can see go the other way.
Suwanee head coach Bubba Smith and the rest of his Tiger team open up the season November 15th at Johnson University before returning back home on the mountain November 18th and 19th, hosting the annual Lawn Varnell Classic. Coach, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us, and best of luck throughout 2011 and 12.
Okay, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.